Chapter 4 Notes Opening the West. Section 1, The Mining Booms. Gold, Silver and Boom Towns. Miners found gold in the West, leading to the creation of new states. After the California Gold Rush ended in the mid-1852s, newspapers claimed prospectors were making large sums of money mining in the Colorado Rockies. Most gold was deep between rock layers, requiring machinery to extract the particles. One of the world's richest deposits of silver-bearing ore, called the Comstock Lode, was discovered in Nevada in 1859. Gold finds created boom towns, towns inhabited by lively, lawless, violent men and vigilantes. Western mining areas increased in population and by 1890 formed 7 new states. Railroads connect east and west. Railroads transported gold and silver to market and brought supplies to the miners. The need for railroads expanded rapidly between 1865 and 1890. Government subsidies and land grants supported the expansion. Much of the land needed came from Native Americans. Land grants were offered to 2 railroad companies willing to build a transcontinental rail system, which was completed on May 10, 1869. Union Pacific Company, Central Pacific Company. The tracks met at Promontory Summit in the Utah Territory, where California Governor Leland Stanford drove in the last golden spike. Effects of the Transcontinental Railroad included increased demand for steel, coal, and construction supplies. New towns along rail lines. Ranchers and farmers moved west. Country divided into 4 time zones. More efficiency in travel and product distribution. A more united America. Section 2, Ranchers and Farmers. Cattle on the plains. Ranchers herded their cattle to railroad towns and shipped them to new markets in the north and east. Longhorns, a tough breed of cattle, roamed free in the Texas Territory. Demand for beef was high in the north and east. The long drive required ranchers to drive cattle east 1,000 miles or more to towns located near railroads for transportation to other cities. Life on the Great Plains. Cowboys and ranchers lived difficult lives on the plains. Storms, stampedes, rustlers, and riding in a saddle every day for months made cattle driving hard work. Cowboys included veterans of the Civil War, African Americans in search of a better life, Hispanic ranch hands known as vaqueros. Ranching eventually replaced cattle drives. Farmers settled the plains. Free land and new farming methods brought many settlers to the Great Plains. Several factors brought settlers to the plains. Railroads made the journey easier and cheaper. The Homestead Act brought farmers to the plains to homestead. Above average annual rainfall made the land better suited to farming. Homesteaders settled on the plains to own land and be independent, Scandinavians searching for economic opportunities. African Americans who called themselves ex-dusters. To overcome the challenging climate, sowbusters tried new methods and tools for farming, dry farming, windmills, barbed wire fencing. Many farmers went into debt or lost ownership of their farms. The Oklahoma Territory, designated as Indian Territory in the 1830s, was the last region of the plains to be settled. Section 3, Native American Struggles. Following the buffalo, Native Americans of the Great Plains depended on buffalo to survive, but railroads threatened this lifestyle. Government officials wanted to ensure the safety of whites moving into Native American territory, the Great Plains. For centuries, some Native Americans lived as farmers and hunters while others lived a nomadic life, following herds of buffalo. American hunters slaughtered the buffalo to feed railroad crews and to prevent herds from blocking the trains. Conflict. Conflict between Native Americans and whites grew as Native Americans were forced onto reservations. The Indian Peace Commission recommended moving Native Americans to a few large reservations in Oklahoma and the Dakota Territory. Native Americans became angered with the poor land and the government's failure to deliver on promises, which led to widespread uprisings. At Little Big Horn, Colonel George Custer and his army were defeated by Sioux and Cheyenne warriors led by Sitting Bull and Crazy Horse. Apache raids throughout Arizona were led by Geronimo. The Dawes Act of 1887 called for the breakup of reservations and gave each Native American a plot of reservation land, encouraging them to be farmers and then American citizens. A battle at Wounded Knee was the last armed conflict between the U.S. government and Native Americans. Section 4. Farmers in Protest. The Farmers Organize. The National Grange and the Farmers Alliances try to help farmers. Farming expanded in the West and South after the Civil War, but fell on hard times as the supply of crops outgrew the demand. Farmers blamed their troubles on three groups: railroad companies, Eastern manufacturers, bankers. Farmers rallied together and created the National Grange, which offered education, social gatherings, support through state laws, cash-only cooperatives. The Farmers' Alliances, which sprang up in the West and the South, tried to offer farmers support and some federal protection. A Party of the People. The Populist Party supported the views of farmers and the common people. The Farmers' Alliances formed a national political party, the Populist Party, whose goals were rooted in populism. The Populist Party believed that government should own railroads and telegraph lines, that the current gold-based currency should be replaced with silver coins, that there should be political, single term for a president, and labor reduced hours, reforms, and a national income tax. William Jennings Bryan, supported by the Populist Party in the presidential election of 1896, lost to Republican William McKinley.